hope you will excuse some of the background noise and the wind, because I am cooling down after my run. Today is not my morning run, but instead it's an afternoon run, because I decided to get a little bit of R&R today from work. I'm really trying hard to just focus on doing a little knitting, or a lot of knitting, some creative stuff, you know, just kind of let things come naturally. And so anyway, it's like right around noon, but you know, it's overcast. It was just raining, so it stopped. Now I'm just having a nice cool down, which is the perfect time to send out my thoughts to you and the universe. And I'm listening to a podcast. I'm a big podcast listener, if I haven't already told you that. But today I was listening to, or I'm still in progress, the James Altucher Show. And he's talking to someone named Austin Kleon. And the episode is about how to become a creative genius. And I thought this was really perfect to share, because he talks about all the things that I think many of us really search for. And he said something, this is like the sentence that needs to be shared, you know, tweeted out, you know, whatever. But he says, put yourself all out there so you have room to create more. And I thought that was brilliant, you know, and it's true. You know, I know for myself, for a long time, I was afraid to put certain things out there. And I've talked about that on my blog at karagotwarner.com, about the fears that I've had, the misconceptions, you know, the mistaken mind that tells me, oh, you know, you're an editor, you're this, you've got an audience, and you've got to be all American and no, you know, keep it PC or whatever that really means, you know. And so I was putting part of myself in a little box. And it really didn't feel good, you know. It just did not feel good. And I really, I was, you know, because of the fact that I do have a certain public persona or a personality, because I'm out there as an editor. So I thought, well, you know, I know there's a way to make it work that, you know, that makes sense for everyone, you know, for my audience, for just for people that I'm trying to reach. Because if I do it the right way and I put myself out there, then the response will be all that much greater. And in fact, it has been. And in addition to that, it's really given me a tremendous amount of confidence in myself, because I'm really living on purpose. I'm saying that a lot lately. We hear a lot of people say that, like Wayne Dyer. But you know, it's really true for me. And I think I just kept digging. So anyway, I think, as I said, putting myself out there had a tremendous impact on my self-confidence and my attitude about what I'm doing every day in work, in at home, you know, everything, personally, because it's all, you know, and what a perfect metaphor, right? Because I'm a passionate knitter and an editor of a knitting magazine, but it all knits together, you know. It's, I have figured it out, and I think digging for it, like I said, digging for it, and you have to keep digging for it. That's all. I'm just encouraging you to just put the intention out there and be patient. Don't force, because forcing, forget about forcing. We already know that doesn't work. The other thing that Austin Kleon said in the interview was, and I thought this was great too, he said, you know, you don't have to go to Paris, or you don't have to, he said, you don't have to buy the canvas and go to Paris to be a painter. He said, just use what you have right now, you know, and that is another, you know, perfect piece of advice, because, you know, even just 30 minutes a day, if you want to write a book or you want to do something, you want to write 500 words a day, maybe you want to write, you know, write your memoirs, just do it, just do even 10 minutes, whatever. So is there, if you're not doing that, then ask yourself why. You know, just find out why. Maybe there's a real reason. Maybe that's not really what you want to do, perhaps. So that's my little message to you today. Of course, I have so much more to talk about, as usual. But, you know, tomorrow's another day. So I'll see you next time.